Hey family, how are you doing today? My question for myself today is how do we teach this next generation of children, starting now, their best approach to be successful in the future? To overcome corruption, overcome addictions, to overcome anger, to overcome gender distance, not gender, race differences, all the stuff that the media and our government are trying to tell us are important. How do they overcome these situations that are being put in their face? Medical tyranny, all these other things. For me personally, I've got two scriptures. A scripture in Proverbs says three cord strands not easily broken, and then you have Matthew chapter 18 where it says that if two or more are gathered together in Christ's midst, he's in the middle of them, and if two or more gather together agreeing upon anything, they'll have whatsoever it is they agree upon. I'd like your opinion on this one today. Anything that we can do coming together and actually helping to teach this next generation, it means a lot to me. How are we going to win if we're not willing to show the ones that are after us their best approach to a victory? So I want to pray about that today, and I'd like to pray with you, and I really want your advice on this. It would mean a lot to me if you have an idea that comes from the Holy Spirit, an idea that comes from the Father on how to best equip the next generation. So let's just pray and hopefully I'll hear back from you. Father, I thank you for each and every individual that comes together in agreement, that comes together to seek the best interest for the days ahead. Father, I thank you that you've told us that we should teach our children the Ten Commandments. We should teach our children the history that came before us, and we should teach them about the corruptions and the successes in life so that they are fully equipped and fully aware. And we should teach them about you personally so that they can know you, so that they can understand that you are the one to go to first and you are the one to fall upon last. I thank you, Father God, that you bring this generation together, that unite us, that we would be a three-cord strand that is not easily broken, that we would be united in the kingdom, that we would be united in the truth, and that we would know that the truth makes us free. Father, I thank you that you have given us this wonderful, precious, sealed gift of the Holy Spirit, the person of Jesus Christ. I thank you that he is alive and well upon this earth. I thank you, Father, for visions of the heavens, that we can come into your Holy of Holies and we can sit upon your mercy seat and obtain grace for our day. Father, I thank you for the beauty of your name and the wonder of who you are. You are amazing. You are high and lifted up. So I give you the glory and you the honor. I thank you, Father, for bringing us together as a people, that we would unite in truth, and that truth would make our nations free. And I thank you, Father, for each and every individual willing to put in the work and willing to fight back against tyranny, against injustice, and against the wickedness of this world. We bless you, Father. We lift your name up, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, Father. I love you, family. Remember, if you get your blessing, you'll be a blessing. Amen.